4DTY mobile.
4DTY.
4DTY, KI4EJY. What's up, Daniel?
Back, went out to look at that, to look at something for John. So enjoyed that drive all the way out to Pumpkin Tail and then back. And just got back.
Got to his parents or his mom's?
NetWorks is where he's storing stuff, so we went out there.
Okay, copy. So do you think you'll be able to fix it or no?
I spent an hour trying to figure out where the emergency shutoff valve was. Nobody knew where it was, and then finally I was like, there is no emergency shutoff on this thing. And finally, his stepdad was like, oh yeah, I forgot. So that, I spent 45 minutes just trying to find that. So it was so stupid, a waste of my time. So, but it was fine. I reset the unit. We'll have to see if it works or not.
So what was the issue? Did you say it was the depth finder?
Yeah, supposedly went out while they were using it, which kind of doesn't make no sense. Like, it just stopped working. Like, I guess the unit still was on, but stopped working. I have no clue. I told him if it stopped working, I mean, then there's probably something wrong with it. But he made it sound like it never worked. But apparently it did work. It just stopped working in the middle of being used.
Oh, okay. Well, that's confusing.
I never would have went out there today if I had known that. John had said that it was put in, and that once it was put in, it never worked. But that was not the case. Apparently, they were using it and using it fine, and then in the middle of whatever, it stopped working. So he didn't tell me that story until we were in the car headed there.
Stopped and picked him up.
Picked me up. I was trapped.
So he could make sure that you couldn't leave.
He could deal with his driving, so it was fine. Him and Raya was there.
Punchy, punchy time.
Lean and hide if I said hi.
Usual.
Yeah, pretty much. I either get punchy, punchy time or I get scream and hide.
Kind of like whenever I see you two.
It's either punchy punchy time or scream and hide.
Is that all you were doing?
I was just looking at it to see if it was something I could easily fix, or if it was like just a frayed wire, or like I said, he told me it wouldn't even power on, but that was not the case. I could power it on fine. It's just that, again, I can't even test it because it's out. So you can't test it out of water.
Okay. Well, I'm with John.
But exact words, she's like, you just need to go and spend time with him. So I felt like that was probably more the case than anything. Because I already told him it'd be better for me to look at it while it was at his house, not that, you know, an hour away each way.
But you gotta think he's the only man in that house. And how many, five women now?
More like a therapy session for him to just be able to talk about that.
They had me, I can't remember why I stopped by over there one day. This was several weeks ago, and it was just John. Oh, he wanted me to look at the corners of the house. The vinyl siding was broken, and he was trying to figure out how to replace it. And I had told him how to do it, and he texted me back. He's like, I really think that you just need to come over here and show me how to do it. I just about never got out of there.
If it's the same section, is it what the dogs chewed up?
But he was going to get pieces for all the corners of the house, too.
No, he was talking about that. that the dogs had chewed up the siding. So I wasn't sure if that was the same section he was talking about.
And then Alina said that what they had ordered, Lowe's lost, and they couldn't find it. And finally, a day or two later, I think they ended up finding it and calling him back.
Yeah, but I did hear that they had ordered something and Lowe's lost it. And then Lowe's had called them back later that day to confirm that they did lose it.
Oh, well, maybe that's what it was. They just come, because John said that, or Alina had told me that Lowe's called the place to make sure that they had actually shipped it, and they did ship it. So it was Lowe's that had misplaced it.
When Miles had ordered a tub and a faucet and everything, and it took them 45 minutes to find a tub.
It was that same, I mean, you know, that whole fiasco with the deck lumber and stuff. I don't understand how you can, well, never mind.
I mean, it's like, it goes in certain sections when you're working on it.
Yesterday, and they're shorthanded at Lowe's. But they had called someone to the lumber department because someone needed a piece of plywood cut. And the people gave the guy the measurements that they needed the piece cut to, and he told them that he did not know how to read a measuring tape.
Hey, clearly if you take the measuring tape, you go 5 and it's 10 lines.
I mean, how hard is that to figure out? But I thought I was going to have to go over there and measure it for these people because he didn't know how to read a measuring tape.
DTYKI4EJY. Beyond ridiculous, but I mean, I was over there Lowe's the other day and these old people were trying to cut their own chain. It was hilarious.
Trying to cut your own chain?
No, I was trying to cut my own chain. It was funny. I was like, do y'all need help? And they were up there, and I was like, you know, I can go get help. And she was like, no, we got it.
Did she, she's like, no, it's okay, old man. We don't need any help.
Yeah, she's like, get away from us, you old man, you.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of, pretty much you have to take matters into your own hands when you enter Lowe's or Home Depot, because there either is no one around, or, heck, most of the people that I see in Lowe's don't even work there. People who are just stocking the shelves and stuff, they're, you know, with that company or something, but they don't actually work at Lowe's or work for Lowe's, so you can't ask them anything. And they outnumber the people that actually work there.
It's crazy to see how many of the vendors are there loading up and not actual Lowe's or Home Depot people. 'Cause I usually don't have to ask where something is, but the other a couple weeks ago I asked, and I didn't realize it was just one of the vendors. But they were actually more helpful than the Home Depot people.
Lowe's has moved stuff around from where it normally was, and so does Ace. Ace moves their stuff. I think they move inventory every couple of weeks, it feels like, because every time I go to look for something, it's gone.
After Costco, where Costco likes to move it. But Costco does it on purpose because they want you to go down the aisles and find something different.
Trying to get you to buy more stuff. I haven't been to Costco in a while. I don't really want to spend $500, but we need to go get, you know, our bulk stuff again and buy our beef and chicken.
I just went, I mean, obviously we have to go once a month, but to get our beef and chicken so that we could feed these children.
Well, that's y'all's fault.
Yeah, but the craziest thing I saw at Walmart the other day was, the best way I can describe it was, it was, what was it? It's, you know the cars that do Google Maps? Guy walking around Walmart with this giant, like, vest and hood on, almost like that rig that you can get for the camera where it's got the crane over you.
Was he mapping Walmart?
So this guy was walking up and down the aisles, and it had this, almost like dot, like a disc on top of his, like, you know, 6 feet, you know, above his, or not 6 feet above his head, but like maybe a foot and a half above his head. And then in front of him, he did almost like, it wasn't a camera, but it almost looked like a camera, and it had like a back support system and all that. And he's walking up and down the aisles really, not real slow, but, you know, slower. And I guess he was just mapping out Walmart. It was kind of weird.
Pretty interesting. I guess, I wonder if it's for, I don't know what the reason for that would be. I was going to say maybe they're doing it for online orders, but that wouldn't make any sense.
To stand there and wave, or you know how all those people do when the Google Maps is coming down their neighborhood, they'll pose or whatever. But he was walking up the two main aisles, and then he started going down the individual aisles. I watched him for a minute or two.
Should have stopped and asked him what it was for. Enough of that.
Or DTYKI4EJY. I know, I almost stopped and asked him what he was doing because it was kind of weird. And he also kind of almost looked like he didn't know what he was doing either. It was kind of funny. But I almost stopped and asked him, hey, what you doing? Because there was a couple times he stopped and turned around, and then he stopped and turned around again like he was going the wrong direction. So I have no clue. I don't know what they would use that for.
Let's see the job description for that. Walmart mapper. Yeah, what's he getting paid to do that?
On your feet for hours, can you carry a payload of 35 pounds, and can you walk?
Yeah, I wouldn't even be walking around. I would commandeer one of those electric scooters and strap that thing up on a pole and just drive around Walmart.
Hey, it was just weird. I didn't know what the guy was doing. I saw him going up and down the aisle, and I was like, what? And I stopped to kind of watch him for a second, and then he was coming up the aisle I was in, and I almost stopped him, but then he stopped halfway, turned around, and went back the other way.
Maybe he didn't want you on the thing. Maybe he was trying to avoid people. I don't know.
How are you going to avoid people? It was probably like 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's interesting. Maybe they're going to have a lot of content for the people of Walmart memes if they're doing that at all these Walmarts.
Social media then. Maybe Walmart's just trying to go ahead and get on the cutting edge of the people of Walmart.
One's actually sourcing all the material to begin with.
We go put on like our shorty shorts and our Crocs with the socks and bikini tops.
Go ahead and do that. You let me know how that works out.
Wants to go with me. You out there, Patrick?
Hear them all.
So I'll call Patrick, see if he wants to go out with me, go out to Walmart. We'll go late at night or something.
Yeah. Let me know how that works out for you. Well, I'm about to pull in to the house, so I'll catch you later. KI4EJY, I will be clear on your left.
Yeah, I just turned on the radio just to see if anybody was on, trying to edit. But I'll just catch up with you later. KI4DTY, and I'll be on the side.
KB4CBA Mobile.
AFW Mobile. Good evening, David.
Evening. Is it raining where you are?
It's just barely sprinkling. I'm at 29 and 85.
Over here. I just pulled out of this. I'm just pulling out of the subdivision, as my daughter used to say. She can say subdivision. Oh, me. On Rutherford Road. If it gives you any idea. But anyway, yeah, we just got a little light rain here and nothing to speak of, but evidently, looking at the radar, the rain is on its way, the heavier rain.
On before that, I guess I better clarify, since 29 crosses 85 several times, I'm up here in Welford.
In Lyman, Welford. Yep, well, yeah, we're for a piece apart. Well, I hope you had a good day.
It stayed out of the rain for the most part, and that was productive for that. Now, headed back to the house at Greer.
All right. Well, I just met this guy. You know those big old bikes that they're making that have those huge tires on them? Some guy, he's wearing a reflective vest and a backpack, and evidently he got tired of pedaling because he just got off of it and started walking. I just met him on the side road on the bike, but I guess that's all he's got.
And he pushing the bike too often. If it's capable of still going, unless it's just a really steep hill and I just can't make it. I hate pushing a bike.
I'm going to jump out of here for just a second. I got to run in here to Advance Auto, get some wiper blades for my wife. She's been complaining about the wiper blades, and so I'm going to run in there and get her some new ones, and she's got to drive her mom to the cardiologist tomorrow and all this rain, so.
All right, Dave, catch you in a minute. I'll still be here another 25 anyway. KN4, KFW.
4CBA Mobile.
KFW, welcome back. You got the right kind to get it all fixed up.
Ken, I hope so. I tell you, $40 for wiper blades. This is absolutely ridiculous. Those weren't the most expensive. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
What about that?
The dealership, I could get them for, I think it was $9 a piece, and they're not, I think they're about 15 or so now at a piece at Costco, if I'm not mistaken. I might be wrong about that. They may have gone up, but that would have been the last time I bought them. wife has one, but she put the other one in my daughter's name so she could have one. So I can't even go in there without her.
It was more important, and you probably do everything together anyway.
Just most of the Costco stuff, and I go with her occasionally. You know, when I'm not out on the tennis court, you know how that is. But anyway, so she needed them, you know, like yesterday. So I tell you, I paid the price. The guy asked me, he says, "You want me to put them on for you?" I said, "Well, if you want to follow me to my garage, yeah, you can put them on."
Well, trick to him to get them on there, but, you know, I mean, yeah, I had to replace mine the other day. I need to buy some for the company truck to put them on there. I don't ever think about it until it's raining.
Or CBA. Yeah, well, I mean, that's when you think about them is when you turn them on, you go, oh, man. I meant to buy some wiper blades. But, anyway, yep. Hers aren't too hard to put on. I tell you, the Mustang, when I had it, those wiper blades, it took a special kind of mount, and those things were a booger, and I put on probably close to 1,000 sets of wiper blades on cars in my life. I mean, you know, working on cars, and I have never run across that style of clip that it has. It's just totally different, and I can't even explain it, and you just have to see it. And it's big, and it's just convoluted. So that's a good old Southern term. You don't hear that word all the time.
Some engineer was overthinking it, right?
The wiper arms just have that little U at the end of it, and a little hole drilled in it so the clip fits in there. And you just pop the old one out, slide the old one out, and then slide the new one in. Sometimes the old one is a little trouble to get out because it's kind of found a home there, but it doesn't want to come out. But once you get it out, the new ones, you know, just slide in and you hear that click, you know you got it, and you know, it just takes a minute maybe to do both of them, but I guess that's the only thing I won't miss about my Mustang.
Rid of it. I mean, we kind of liked listening to that motor purr while you were talking on the radio.
You weren't the only one. oh, man. Yeah, I miss that, too. If I had a three-car garage, I would have kept it and just, you know, put up with my wife complaining. But, you know, I was having to move it around in the driveway. You can't park on the grass and you know, it was just in the way. But I do miss it. But I'm enjoying my 4Runner. It's a, and I had it for 5 years, so I enjoyed every minute of it.
Hey, Ken. Hey, Dave. Hey, Dave. Didn't I tell you about that system that you can put on the back of a car? They're making them for these new electric vehicles. it's a set of speakers that look like a pair of dual exhaust tips, and it puts out sound just like a V8 engine. You can put that on the back of your Colorado.
Was telling somebody about that yesterday, or the other day, on the radio. yeah, I could put duals on this one, and make it sound really good. But right now it's running, and you don't even hear it. I can hear it running, but I doubt you can hear it running on the radio.
Until after the warranty's over, bud. Otherwise, they'll end your warranty. Ken, how are you doing, buddy?
I can't complain. I just a normal day at work today, headed back to the house, looking forward to that day when I can be like you guys and retire.
You just sitting there amounting to money. Sheesh, I know you. Hey, did I tell you I thought that trans world antenna was ready?
Your time, I was in a bad spot.
You that I bought that trans world antenna that I've been wanting. It doesn't take but 6 minutes to put it up, and it's a portable. And, man, I'm going to tell you what, my first contact on the thing was Staffordshire, England. And just like they were sitting next to me. Yeah, it's good. Takes 6 minutes to throw it up. Less time to take it down. I got a little case for it, and it's slick. But the best part is, it works.
You stick it up through the sunroof. You have to open your sunroof, and then it goes up through there.
This for when I go out with my camper or for field days. Ken, you came by and saw that mess I had up before with that flexible paint pole. That just didn't work out good with that NBIS antenna. It's a great antenna, but what I had just wouldn't support it good. So with this knocked it about 8.5 feet tall. And since that tripod, man, it's smooth.
Well, hey guys, I'm gonna jump out of here and let y'all have it. Ken, be careful out there, Steve. You too. And I'm sitting here in front of the garage. I gotta take my antenna down. All right, 73s to all. KB4CBA.
That's it, Dave. I'll talk to you later. 73s. Hey, Ken, you need to go ahead and retire, bud. Be like me and Dave. Retire.
Retire until Mama can get Medicare, and that's going to be December of 25.
See what? I went ahead and retired my wife, and she will be 65 for another 2 years, but I found her an insurance policy that's pretty darn good for $300 a month. So it was well worth that just to go ahead and let her retire. She is just loving it.
I retired. She was only working a couple of days a week now, so, and no more weekends, so we got all the weekends off together, so that makes it nice.
Well, it sounds to me like you need to buy a camper or something or other, some way to go and travel a little bit on the weekends.
A little bit. We got a couple of tent camping trips lined up.
No, I'm talking about one of those $60,000, $70,000 fifth wheels.
More of a simple kind of guy.
Yeah, I managed to find myself a 24-footer for $22,000. I snapped it up because it was a good deal on a brand new one, and that's what we're doing now. So, anyhow.
Yeah, I can't blame you there, but we've had, now, when I say tent camping, my tent's like about a, I don't know, a 10-man tent. It's 11 by 17, so I got some big old cots to put in there. It's just right for two.
I'm gonna go ahead and tell on you, bud. Pick up somebody else there. I will talk to you again soon. I'm glad I got to talk to you this evening. 33's KN4BWA. I'm clear.
We'll catch up with you later. KN4TFW. Yeah, right there by the Zaxby's in Greer. You just can't get out right there.
4TFW, KO4HKX.
I figured you must be pretty close.
I love you. I done passed your place.
A couple more stops left. Did you have a good day?
I had a good day. I've got several stops left, and some I haven't made it to in a week or two, so I'm trying to get those and miss some other ones, so I just... More than I can get done today, KO4HKX.
Yeah, and I imagine all this traffic just makes it that much worse and that much slower of a day. Hopefully done by 4 o'clock if there wasn't no other cars on the road.
Yeah, but then they wouldn't need a job, so can't do that.
Here today?
No, I never did hear them on the radio.
4PXB.
Lloyd, KO4HKX.
Afternoon, Lloyd, KN4TFW.
How are y'all both doing today on this rainy and picking up, getting worse on the rain?
So far, so good. I still got a few stops left and drive home. It'll be late tonight.
Head over here in Greer. Just kind of a slow steady right now.
Yep, that's the way it is in Spartanburg, and I've got training class this evening, so when I get home and throw some food down my neck, I've got training till like, you know, 10:30, so it's all virtual, so I can definitely watch it, but I've got the same training tomorrow and pretty much all weekend.
How's training, Peter?
We are at the mercy of the foreign country that's in, actually in Australia. They're doing the training, so that's just how the time works out. So that's the time frame that we're gonna, you know, sit in on the training.
Thanks.
But it's overtime, so that's a good thing.
I think to have to do all that training on the weekend, on Thursday, Friday, and weekend.
Yeah, especially when there's a DX contest going on.
Yeah, I'm going to do like I did the last one. I'm going to put my phone in my pocket with the Zoom session going and listen to it on my headphone and just look at the screen every once in a while. They said video cameras are not required, so I'm going, yep. As long as I can hear you talking, that's what I'm going to do.
That's what I do in some of my classes I'm supposed to go to also.
Yeah, and also at some point in time, it'll probably be Monday or Tuesday of next week, or it depends on how late the training goes on Sunday, that I'll have to get my grass cut.
It's going to be a nice weekend for it. I don't know if we lost Ken or not.
I'm trying to navigate Wade Hampton in 290.
Here's a question. Does Chandler get on at a different time because of his work? Hadn't heard from him in a while.
Chandler hadn't been on in a while. He lost his radio, that 878 that he bought. He lost it, and I don't guess he has a radio right now.
I talked to him about 5:15, maybe along about Tuesday afternoon. He was he had a HT from somewhere as I talked to him.
Lose it by letting the magic smoke out or just physically lost it?
He physically lost it. From what I understand, he accidentally left it on the roof of the car. But I don't know for sure. That's just what I heard.
And he thought he did, but he said he walked the highway and couldn't find it, but I would have thought it would have slid off pretty quick.
So there's definitely no telling when that might happen, because I rode all the way to went about 22 miles one day with a coffee cup sitting on the back of the bumper, and It was still there when I got to where I was going, and I've done the same thing with a hammer on the back of the tailgate, I mean, actually on the bumper of the truck.
Boyd, I hate to do it, but I'm at my next stop, so I'm going to say 7-3s for now. Both of y'all have a safe trip the rest of the way, and good to talk to you. KO4HKX, I'll be clear. 7-3s.
Patrick, please be careful. It's KO4PXB.
7-3, Patrick. Man, I see 290s all backed up in front of the Ingalls. KN4TFW.
Yeah, I'm on 129 heading into Greer that way because I've got a meeting to go to there, and then the training starts a little bit later on.
Just pulled in the subdivision, so I'm going to have to say 7-3 to you. Hope you enjoy all of your meetings and Zoom meetings, and drive careful in this weather. And I look forward to catching you another time. KN4TFW.
Naples KO4PXB.
KJ4YQK W4DJW. KJ4YQK W4DJW. Nothing heard. W4DJW clear.
KCD W5MF Seaport.
KO4PXB Mobile.